brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, that happens more and more. I'm so busy, so much is going on around here that I've slid in to my transmission command pod here in the InfoWar about 10 seconds late. But we are live, and it is Friday, and 10 seconds from now it'll be Friday again. As everyone knows, as you get older, life speeds up. But what happens is life speeds up not just because you're getting older, but because the world itself is speeding up. We are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I am Alex Jones, your host. The website is Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us from Tripoli. He's been on the ground at different government buildings and bombed out facilities, and I'm told we even have footage of Tarpley at a pro-Qaddafi event, so we'll get his coverage of that, along with the video. Also, Mike Gravel, former U.S. Senator and 9/11 truther, will be joining us. Wow. I don't think I've ever heard Lyndon LaRouche come out and say 9/11 is a total inside job and that the government was behind it, but he said that yesterday. That was pretty powerful. Also, Bob Chapman is going to be joining us. We're working on getting Dr. Paul Craig Roberts to pop in today, as well, because he was one of the first to say that the Dominique Strauss-Kahn situation was as phony as a $3 bill. I don't like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. For the first few days, I halfway seized upon it. People are like, well, you said he's a scumbag. Well, yeah, he's a scumbag, and this is how globalists act. This is part of the course. And my point was, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. And Roberts was like, no, this is a setup because of what he's done politically. And, of course, Roberts was the former head of policy at the Treasury, so he's moved in those circles. And then it came out that and this was confirmed a few days after, but it didn't get a lot of attention, but it was in the French, British, and a few U.S. papers, confirmed. Sarkozy's Karl Rove, his chief political strategist, came out and had to admit that he'd sent a Twitter out before Kahn had even been arrested. Before it was even known, before he was even detained in the 45 minutes while they were looking for him. And another one of Sarkozy's aides also twittered with their enjoyment. And they later admitted, well, we had spies on Sarkozy. I mean, Sarkozy had spies on Kahn. So, I mean, right there, danger, Will Robinson. This is the guy who admittedly was going to run against Sarkozy, big globalist. They're all globalists. And these guys pick each other off. Play dirty tricks on each other, not just the general public and the population of the world and our economic systems, and admitted that they had, quote, spies following Kahn around. And, of course, Kahn was set to run against Sarkozy coming up next year, and in all the polls was at least 10 points ahead of him. And so it was a clear setup. And the reason I raised that, the police and the prosecutors are now having to admit that the maid has been caught lying on a host of issues and that he may be released at any time. I mean, they may drop the charges. So that's in the New York Times, New York Post. It's up on Infowars.com as well. We've got some reports going over some of the history and background of that. So there's more examples of the dirty tricks. Because, listen, normally globalists can rape people. They can kill people. And the police won't go after him. I mean, the New York police are notoriously mafia. It's like the former head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, saying that the mafia didn't exist because they had photos of him dressed up like Queen Elizabeth, basically. So they only bust you if they want to. And if they have to, they'll frame you. We'll be right back. It's all coming up.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, our guest is coming up here in a few minutes. His bio would take an hour to go over. As a lawyer, a nightly TV host in New York City, syndicated radio host, WABC, WOR, Premier Radio Network, I mean, you name it, Court TV, Air America. Everybody knows who Lionel is. That's why when I got to the new media seminar at Talkers, be the keynote speaker, and they're like, he's like, "Hi, I'm Lionel. I'm going to introduce you. I'm a big fan." I'm like, "Well, I know who you are," but he gave me a pretty good introduction. But I've asked him to come on today with a little light entertainment to roast me, but he wants to talk about serious issues, but he says he doesn't want to make the audience mad. No, I actually like it. It's a sick thing. I've admitted it. Now, his stuff is lighthearted and friendly, but I actually, people that really make up outrageous lies about me, that's why I'm not going to sue the Dallas blog saying I work for Obama when they have no proof. They just say it's funny. So at a certain level, I really like it. So we're going to be, I guess something's wrong with me, but it's fun to be roasted. We're going to be talking to Lionel of LionelMedia.com. here in just a moment. But for stations that just joined us earlier, there's this big controversy. Out of the thousands of videos out there, it's become a national story with the woman in Rochester and the cops saying, you know, it's not just get back. And she's on her own property, front yard, videotaping a cop stopping people and searching their car. And she says she's observing. They tell her, go and get back in your house. And she says no, but starts backing up, as they've said, and they still arrest her. So I thought I'd play clips where they arrest news people or threaten to arrest my camera crew or do arrest them in Pittsburgh. Totally polite, on a hill, videotaping demonstrations. Cops come up in riot gear and say, put the camera down, you're going to jail. And then the media is always, well, what was on the camera before that happened? Just any excuse to rationalize this. And the point is, when your police cease to be servants of the people and become thugs, you're living in a tyranny. It's very elementary. Now, going back to this clip from Truth Rising, this is Luke Radowski with a few We Are Change members out there with a sign saying Larry Silverstein, you know, said pull Building 7. And they've already been out there before. They've been harassed. The cops have come before. It's legal and lawful for them to be there. They even go and get the permit like they're supposed to. And here come private security people saying, we're going to say you have a bomb. We've called the police. The police get there, and the police agree. They say, yes, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb, and we're going to say your camera's a gun. And they grab it away and say, look, we found a gun. And then they said, now leave, or we're going to charge you. So here are the cops involved in a fake bomb threat that's a violation of federal law under the Patriot Act. Here are the Silverstein people, at least the one guy, saying, I know you don't have a bomb, but I'm going to say you do, and it's going to be 30 days in the hole. We'll finish the clip, go to Lionel, but here is the audio and video. If folks want to see the video, become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can see the whole film. Or, hey, go to YouTube. It's free at YouTube. But you might want to buy the DVD and support us at InfoWars.com, as I said earlier. You know, sometime we've got to get some funds into this operation to continue so we can continue to expose things like this. So what's so important about this is now the New York police, at least this gaggle, Port Authority police, have gotten so corrupt that they involve themselves in literal official oppression, threatening to frame someone with private security goons that look like they came out of a Goodfellas movie on video, and then don't even take the camera away. So they think this is just standard procedure, do it in front of God and everybody else. Here it is.
It's a public sidewalk, though.
Can I ask you why you're taking my picture?
I have every right to. You're in a public sidewalk. I'm a citizen. Hey, buddy, we were out here before, so I don't mean no disrespect.
Can you take your camera out of my face? Because you're disrespecting me by doing that.
So I'm not doing anything illegal.
And he's in his face right now.
Can you politely, can you take the camera out of my face?
That's off, right? It's not, right? Come on, you got to shut that off, man.
We have every right to, though. Huh? We're not doing anything illegal. We have every right to.
Can you report on what I'm saying?
When Smicky comes, I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
Exactly.
I saw Wyatt coming.
Hit pause right there. Now, if you just joined us earlier, I played the clip where they say Larry doesn't like you, or Larry Silverstein. And now they're saying, I think he's got a bomb. And the other guy goes, oh, yeah, there is a bomb. Let's continue.
The guy even admitted, you know, I know you're not a terrorist, but I'm going to say you're a terrorist. And you're going to spend 30 days in a hole before they really find out.
Terrorists, I guess they go away for about 30 days.
We're not terrorists, sir. We're citizens.
You're right. By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
Exactly. I mean, just understand.
There's no record what he's saying. Don't record what I'm saying. Hey, please, do that favor. He's still recording me. Come on, man.
You have every right to, sir. I'm sorry, but constitutionally, legally, you have every right to.
Guess who's going to jail? Guess who's going to jail?
All right, that's enough. As it goes on, then the cops come. They go along with the fake bomb scare, grab the camera, say it's a gun, but then they have another camera up down the street 20 yards away that catches all that. I mean, this is insanity. Now, this is probably the most evil video I've ever caught with police and private security working together out in the open trying to frame somebody. And he says, I know you don't have a bomb, but by the time they figure it out, you'll be in the hole for 30 days. I mean, like a gangster from a Looney Tunes cartoon. Hey, Bugsy, look what we did to him. Hey, get the cops over here. They work for the boss. Hey, cops, get him. We're going to say they got a bomb. How's that sound? The cops, oh, that sounds good, Louie. Let's do it right now. We're going to show these people. They try to have a Fourth Amendment in America. All right, but the whole video is, again, in Truth Rising. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, he is a lawyer. We'll get his take on that. getting into some serious issues, and if I beg him, perhaps a bit of a roasting. LionelMedia.com. He's a ex-prosecutor and criminal defense trial lawyer from the great state of Florida, or Florida, as he wrote a little joke there. And it goes on, old school country music devotee who worships at the altar of George Jones. Well, don't we all? And it goes on, talk radio host since 88, morning drive, afternoon, WABC, WOR, Premier Radio Network, Internet Radio, Court TV, Air America nationally, every talk radio format concerning the gamut of political and socio-political ideology. Watch nightly on New York's PIX 11, that's the big news station, where he gives news commentary seven nights a week, hardworking guy. Broaching and addressing subjects no one in the mainstream media will ever think about, much less expose or explain. First Amendment constitutional strict constructionist, civil liberties warrior, one of the first in the media, mainstream media, to address TSA gate rape and gropings, focuses attention on the disintegration of the latter and spirit of the Constitution, the letter and spirit of the Constitution, the disintegration of personal freedoms, Fourth Amendment erosion, the systematic disintegration of Article I's war power provisions, systematic habituation to increased government intrusion and surveillance, political atheist and unapologetic realist, voted by Talkers Magazine, heaviest 100, most important talk radio host of all time, LionelMedia.com, and for public school educated folks like myself, L-I-O-N-E-L, LionelMedia.com. Lionel, great to have you on, my friend.
Alex, it is indeed a pleasure, and I've got to tell you something. I every day I have listened to your show, and I've listened for I don't know how many years, my blood pressure goes up. I actually physically, viscerally respond to this. I get sick every single day. You make me sick. In a good way. And I'm serious. There is not one show. There is not one day that goes by where I turn to my wife and say, "What country are we living in?" Number one, two. Where are the mainstream media? Where are these narcotized, zombified sock puppets? What are they talking about? Do you know that today, the big story is in New York. By the way, thank God you're not in New York for a variety of reasons. The president's here and Justin Bieber's here. That's it. And if you walked around and listened to local media news, you swear that those are the only two things that are happening on the planet. In front of everybody, in full view, those are the stories. And I'm looking at your website and listen every day, and I swear to you, my blood pressure is going up. My diastolic is through the roof. I don't know if I can take this anymore. And I don't know how you do it. I've heard, and if anybody who's ever, you know, I study your show, Alex. I love it. And I've devoted a lot of time to it, and you've been a great inspiration for me and LionelMedia.com. And when I talk to Michael Harrison from Talkers, and we both have said, you've got to get this person on to introduce him to, you know, mainstream conventional talk radio, because what you were doing, excuse me, I don't mean to be laudatory, and I'm not trying to you know, blow smoke, as they say, or be fawning. And I meant this when I introduced you in the pantheon, in the history of radio luminaries, the people who in latter day have changed the face of this. You've got to give credit. Forget ideology or style. Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern reintroduced people to the AM dial. AM dial, prior to them, was known for two things, at least in most jurisdictions. One was, and the other one was, La música la típica, and it was like Spanish radio, or it was static, or you could tell when the lightning was coming in. They were integral. Add to the mix you and what you've done, and I mean it from the heart. You have redesigned and re-implemented a delivery system that the mainstream media folks better pay attention to, because this is not the future. This is the present. Disguised as a future.
Well, Lionel, what do you want to get into first? You want to roast me first, or you were saying you wanted to talk about the Talkers Conference and the aftermath of that?
Well, I got to tell people. You've got to imagine this. Now, I spoke about this on LionelMedia.com, and Saturday morning, New York. It's first thing in the morning. Now, folks, you got to understand this. People are quiet. They're wiping the web from their eye. Perhaps maybe it was a late night. I get to buy and do my introduction, and they're sitting there with their bagels. You notice the people who are around the bagels and refreshment table, the schnorrers, as they're called, you know, getting it for free. So they walk and they sit down and say, "Oh, yeah, Alex Jones. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard of him." And all of a sudden, it was Elmer Gantry on speed meets Howard Beale meets whatever, and they didn't know what to make out of this. And I said, that's my boy. That's Alex. That's the way to do it. So anyway, as we were talking, people said, you know, and let me tell you something, and this is serious, and Michael Harrison of Talkers and others are paying attention to this. You know, Alex, as I get older, my hearing is getting bad. And I don't mean my auditory hearing. I mean I get bored real easy. So I need something to rev me up. And I'm going to say something. I have not listened to conventional talk radio in maybe 20-something years. Seriously, a whole show from anybody. It bores me to death. In fact, do not waterboard me. Should you ever want to torture me, Cheney, don't waterboard me or stress the positions. Just put on any conventional mainstream media talk show, and I will tell you anything you want to know within 5 minutes. Just turn that off. It's white noise. It's blather. It's rote repetition. It is mind-searing, mind-numbing audio white noise. And it's, but you come along, and like I said, I'm as you can see what it's done to me right now. So anyway, so here you come along. Now, I told people, I said, what you have to do is, there are some moments of the Alex Jones Show, which I think are the most fantastic. I love when you say, get Watson on the phone. Now, that's the best. I tell people, pay attention to this one. Paul Watson, bless his heart, I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing. One time he was on his honeymoon. I recall, Paul Joseph Watson just get him on the phone. And he's a very, very gentlemanly British young man, as you know, and you said, Watson, Alex, yes, listen, I'm in the middle of my honeymoon as we speak, Alex. I don't want to go into detail. All right, Watson, I want you to do something. Break this down, Watson. They're microwaving kittens in Moldova and selling them to Eastern European. Alex, I can't talk right now. I'd love to do this. All right, you make a point of that, Watson. Get on it right away, Watson, right now. Have it. And you hear the man pleading with you, please, Alex, just give me my honeymoon. And it's like, listen, we are on a mission, and we're going to get down to business, and you can have your honeymoon later.
He was actually in bed, and I wasn't thinking that I was even on radio. It was like, that was on radio? And I guess he's like, it's midnight, Alex. I'm in bed, Alex.
Midnight for you, but the info wars never stops. And I've got, seriously, let me tell you another example of why your story is so important. And I have told people about this stuff. And what you have done is you are, believe it or not, almost like NASCAR. You ever talk to somebody who's never heard of NASCAR? They think it's, I don't know, some good old boy goat roper in the middle of nowhere or like Smokey and the Bandit. And then they become aware of the enormity of it. And they say to themselves, where have I been? You're like that, and this other media are like that. You came along a while back with TSA groping. All right. So I said, this is not fair. Now, I am, as I said, as you said, an ex-prosecutor. That scared me more when I saw what people could do, Alex, in the name of us, in the name of the flag, in the name of government, in the name of law and order, the subjugation, little by little, the systematic subjugation of people's rights, and almost applauded to by people who don't know any better, who think they're supporting, you know, Andy from Mayberry, who think that they're supporting something. And cops are not bad. I mean, I was a part of that system. But anyway, but you came along with this TSA thing. Now, sure enough, my wife and I were in Tampa, my hometown. And everything was fine. We left. We're going to Tampa. Left Newark, and everything was fine. Coming through, sure enough, they look at my wife, who is most attractive.
Yes, I met your wife. She's quite the number.
She certainly is. And believe me, I'm the luckiest man on the world, or in the world, rather, or on the world. But anyway, so he looks at me. I'm going through the magnetometer. Aunt B's going through the magnetometer. Uber Pie, everybody's going through it. All of a sudden, this fellow looks at her and says, you, we want to give you this scan. Now, we had talked about this. And you had alerted me to this. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is a backscatter radiation. This is Rapiscan. This is Chertoff, baby. This is not some mild, passive little... This is radiation, uncalibrated, uncertified, virtually unknown. I don't know what you're blasting at me.
And they're recording the images of her naked body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
We knew all about that thanks to Alex Jones.
At least Hugh Hefner would ask her and pay her money to be in there.
Well, especially especially now because, as you know, Hugh's not doing too well in his personal life. Anyway, so sure enough, they do this. Well, when she dares to say, I'm not going to go through that, he, again, all of a sudden, it's like Sheriff Boss Hogg. It's like the Milgram experiment, Alex, the Stanford prison. All of a sudden, this glorified, sky-cap, federalized, I don't know who he is, all of a sudden, this guy's authority is being contested by some little lady, and he talks into it, we've got an opt-out. I mean, I said, I cannot believe.
It's like in Star Trek. It's like in Star Trek. Whenever the engine room is blown up, they're like running around. Alert!
I know. And I'm thinking. And people are looking at me, what has she done? And she says, "Why are you doing this to me? What are you doing?" Now understand something. This is the most amazing thing. I said. Now let me get this straight, Sparky. Let me get this straight, which is a great way to start off all cross examination. You're telling me that because she has opted out for this particular type of inspection, the very inspection of magnetometer, which you prefer in 99.9% of the time, that is not good. You must physically grope her to look for what? Now, of course, I'm taking pictures. I'm taking pictures, but thank God for the iPhone, unless Steve Jobs gets a hold of that and ruins that little ability to record life. I think it's called the First Amendment.
Yeah, they're now trying to have little spy systems that block you being able to record. Continue.
And, Alex, thanks to you. And I mentioned this on LionelMedia.com. I mentioned this on my nightly commentaries. People don't, and you must run into this as well. People think, you're making this up. What are you? You're making this up. Making it up. It's true. I wish I was making it up. So anyway, now later on, to give you an idea, I sent this to my friends. Have you ever been to Israel, Alex?
I know I haven't.
Okay, I've been twice. Now, let me tell you something. When you talk about real good at this stuff at the Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, they could do, Alex, anything they wanted. And believe me, most people would say, you know, they've got every right in the world. They could physically search you. I mean, they could do internal searching if they wanted, but they don't. Even they don't do it because they put their emphasis on intelligence. But think about this. When you have somebody who used to be in charge of the Department of Homeland Security, this mega, Brobdingnagian, huge governmental colossus who goes into private practice or private lobbying and all of a sudden has this unique ability to introduce these rapid scans. And by the way, there was a I believe it was a Columbia University medical professor who said that especially areas of the head, which are very, very sensitive to this type of ionized radiation, which we don't know how strong it is, how we don't know anything about it, but this is very, very carcinogenic or has the tendency.
Yeah, that's even been in the New York Times as 20 to 50 times what they first said. They're not calibrating them or even following federal law to have radiation tests in every month, and they gave Congress fake tests. And then, of course, on top of it, what about the workers that are around it? They're the ones that are really being fried. But, hey, why do they care?
Let me tell you something. I told this guy one time. I said, let me tell you something, my friend. Believe it or not, I said, these people don't. You're a young man. I don't blame you. Because you can't, you know, Alex, you look at these people, and I don't think they go into this wanting to be, you know, stormtrooper-esque. I don't want to bring in Nazi imagery. I don't think they start off like this. But what happens is, let me tell you something. My friend, does the word Agent Orange mean anything to you? What do thalidomide? How nescient? How comatose are you? What if he says you're going to find some walnut growth in your axilla, your armpit, and they're going to deny, and you're standing there. When you get an x-ray at the dentist, they put something on your lap. They don't care about you. And what's happening, Alex, and this is the most important, It's tragic, but it's true. There is this thing. It's almost Skinnerian. The systematic habituation. the ratcheting up of more and more control, more and more submission, subjugating your rights, relinquishing your rights for a common, for a better good, terrorism, for this notion of being safer. And what happens is, and forget the, you know, the fraud.
Lionel, stay there. You'll tell us what happens on the other side. We'll get into a bunch of other issues. As a former prosecutor, we'll get your view of people being arrested for videotaping the...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
We were able to get a hold of Webster Griffin Tarpley earlier this morning. The phones are down now, but if Jaron keeps trying, sometimes we're able to get through to the peace area of Libya, where the Nobel Prize winner Obama, under UN orders, is killing people en masse and preparing a giant ground invasion as part of the peace. They've also started in Somalia, and of course, in Yemen, and they're talking about starting it in Sudan. More Predator drones dropping bombs on people, and the Pentagon says that if 100 innocent people are killed to get, quote, one bad guy, that is peace. And so Obama, the man of peace, aren't all of you Air America and Huffington Post people proud of yourselves? Well, of course you are. You loved it when Bill Clinton launched that UN war against the Serbs. And the Serbs were pretty vicious and engaged in a lot of atrocities. And I'm not Serb. I don't have a drop of Serb blood in me. But I'm sorry to tell you that the UN admits in its own reports that they knew that the Croats and Muslims killed roughly, in that long conflict, double what the Serbs did. It's called ethnic warfare. And so I do not support the Muslims or the Croats either. And actually, one time in New York, about 6 years ago, the cab driver said, "I am Albanian." After we were driving about 5 minutes, "You are Alex Jones. Bill Clinton is God to us." And I said, "So," he goes, "Yes, I know you are with the Serbs." And I was just like, "Well, but it's admitted that you guys killed double and attacked the Serbs first. You know, after Tito died, the whole place broke up. It was under communist socialist control, and then it was destabilized. And, you know, the whole war and that you guys were attacking the Serbs." And he's like, "They need to die. They need to." And he goes, "Don't argue with me or I will throw you out of cab." And I was like, "Well, you can go ahead and drop me off." Then he started smiling, acting nice, going, "No, no, Americans do not know. Americans do not know." And he had blonde hair and blue eyes, too. But he was a Muslim, and he wanted to suck me into his Christian-Muslim fight. "I don't want anybody killing each other. I'm tired of it. But I'm sorry. Don't tell me that Belgrade has to be bombed with DU weapons everywhere, and their TV stations, their water treatment, their factories that made peaceful aircraft and cars to be bombed because they wanted to be a sovereign country. And yes, they were in tribal warfare. And you can look at it from any angle and say, who's bad? You can look at it from the Palestinian perspective and say, Israel's bad. You can look at it from the Israeli perspective and say, the Palestinians are bad. I don't have a dog in the hunt. I don't have a dog in the fight. I want my private property. I want my Second Amendment. I don't want my government flying around bombing all these countries constantly as we go bankrupt. It's real simple. So I'm not for the Muslims. I'm not for the Serbs. I'm not for Israel. I'm not for Russians. I am not for any of these sides, any of these groups. I am for liberty. I am for freedom. I am for individuals of all those groups, black, white, old, young, German, Russian, Mexican, Venezuelan. I don't care. If you want freedom, then we are brothers and sisters in liberty. But if you don't like freedom, if you like collectivism and corporate globalism, I don't like you. I don't like the fruits of what you promote. You don't know what you're doing. Most of you are idiots who support globalism. All right, now I'm ranting. You tell me we have Tarpley? Is that what I'm? Thank you. I can see you guys even less when the lights are off. I was trying to remember why I like the lights on in there. It's because I can. It's like I get these hand signals usually, and I can't tell what's going on. But hey, I don't blame you guys not wanting to send her fluorescent lights. Those things are bad for you. I think we're put some track lighting in there is the answer. Okay, coming up, obviously, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. The case is falling apart, and it is a setup. Is that saying he's a good guy? No. He's a horrible globalist. But this is Sarkozy, who knows that Kahn's going to beat him in the election. The French are now saying he's surging even more in the polls that this came out, and he's going to probably be released soon and go back and become the next president of France. So we'll be talking about that. But I take you now to Tripoli. And we're showing pro-Qaddafi video right now from Libyan television that's up for a time. It gets bombed routinely, but they get it back up. The phones go out routinely. And in this footage, you can at one point see Webster Griffin Tarpley. In fact, maybe we'll pause it when it gets to the part where you can see Webster there. There's maybe Yemenese TV broadcasting. Oh, this is live. This is live footage. Right now, Jaron saying he saw Tarpley earlier on the footage. Webster Griffin Tarpley, you are now joining us. Very brave to be there. Now nearing your second week in Libya, or about to end the first week. Webster, welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex.
These are gigantic crowds. It looks like, as a cursory view, 200,000 or more. How many people is that?
I think that's probably about right. It's in the hundreds of thousands. And the thing is, I'm here above Green Square. This is a vantage point at the edge of the old city of Tripoli, which goes back to the Roman Empire. So I'm up here with the press corps. We came on the press bus today, And there are easily tens of thousands right in the in this packed area right below us, where they're really having quite a time. They're chanting and dancing, and they're shooting off Kalashnikovs. Every now and then you hear a ripple of machine gun fire.
They're such slaves that they have 200,000 or looks like more people firing automatic weapons in the air. Can you imagine Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, what the government would do if 200,000 people tried to gather with Kalashnikovs in the Capitol? What would happen?
I don't know, but here it's also women, right? The demand for Kalashnikovs among women here is monumental. But let me just give you an idea of the setting. We're about 2 hours from the Mediterranean sunset, and the reason they have these demonstrations late in the day is what I'm feeling right now. The sun is still very strong, right? We're basically on the northern edge of the Sahara Desert. The Mediterranean is about half a mile away, so we're right here by this basin in the border of Tripoli. Right across from me is a building that goes back ultimately to about the 5th century A.D. It's Marcus Decimus Aurelius, one of the later Roman emperors, built this palace, and he built the walls to the old city. And then beyond that, you can see the minarets of the interior of the old city. Those came later, of course. Those came in the 700s and the 800s. And the place is packed, and it's green. It's a sea of green. They have got these green stripes, right, about 6 feet wide. And every tribe is competing with every other tribe to see who can have the longest one. And some of them say, mine is 4 kilometers long, and the other one says, that's nothing. We've got 10 kilometers over here. So that's going on. We got above me, there are these floodlights, right, like at a ballpark. And there are people climbing up on these things with great danger to life and limb.
Can you imagine if U.S. troops go into that city?
I think that would be rivers of blood. And once again, these were people who put up with a million dead under the Italian colonialism. They're the first people in the world to have poison gas used on them. That didn't stop them. And ultimately, the Italians built what amounts to the, it's something like a primitive version of the Berlin Wall or the inner German border. In the Cold War, except this was all along the border between Libya and Egypt to keep the British from smuggling in support for the rebels. So there's chanting. Now, the chant, it's actually a very good-humored crowd. You see some pro-Syrian flags. There's a solidarity with Syria operation. There are some other flags down there. And the big guy that they hate is Sarkozy. Man, down, down, Sarkozy, down, down, Sarkozy. That's the order of the day. And there was already sort of spontaneous jubilation yesterday when Sarkozy got himself yanked by this guy when he was working a rope line. Some guy grabbed him by the jacket and just about threw him down. And apparently that guy, whoever he is, says that had to do with Libya. Well, we know what that stuff is worth. But still, here, it's welcome, because out of all of these figures, Sarkozy is undoubtedly the most hated. So he is the number one villain.
Do we know why Sarkozy, who admittedly was financed with some Libyan money and making deals with Muammar Gaddafi, why Sarkozy is trying to double-cross Gaddafi?
Well, because you got to remember who Sarkozy is, right? There may be a sign down there that says something about Sarkozy's ancestry. He is the bastard son of the CIA in the sense that Sarkozy's mother, I guess his biological mother, remarried, and the guy who became the stepfather to Sarkozy is Wisner, I think Frank Wisner, I don't know what number, or junior. But this is a celebrated family of the State Department and above all the CIA. So,
sure, Sarkozy's not even from France, for folks that don't know that.
I think more Hungarian to begin with.
Yes.
But the big influence, the household that he grew up in was a CIA household. So now we've got a puppet president of France, and it's just amazing. The woman who was put in as the new head of the IMF, right, this Lagarde, I've heard some stories about Lagarde. as a French minister, Treasury secretary, she put out an order that it was forbidden to speak French in that ministry. She said, everything has to be done in English. Everything has to be written in English. Don't come to me and talk to me in French. I want to hear it in English.
She's an Anglophile.
I guess so. That's putting it mildly. She's off the deep end on that stuff. Now, there's a crescendo of oratory and cheering in the background that you may hear. And I see another guy up on this...
No, you're reporting. We've got the video up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers.
Okay, wonderful.
Live. But let me stop you, because I want to cover 2 points with you here, because I know you're not getting a lot of news while you're over there under the bombardment. Russian envoy, NATO preparing Libyan ground invasion, Infowars.com. This is art of RIA, the main TV in Russia. Dmitry Rogozin told RIA Novosti on Friday that NATO is probably preparing a ground invasion to overthrow the Gaddafi regime in Libya. He is Russia's NATO envoy. I think Now we are witnessing the preparation stage for a ground invasion, which NATO and at least some of its members are going to begin. And then we go into The Guardian and our past reports. We broke this, of course, 3 weeks ago from our intel sources. First Cav under 3 Corps out of Fort Hood and others. Just that contingent, at least 15,000 with another 15,000 support troops, 30,000 there. The Marine Corps commander out of one base 2 months ago said, yes, we're leaving to go to Libya.
I'm on the radio.
So Tarpley, what do you make of the fact that Russia is now saying that they've got intel, the green light is rolling forward? I mean, this is madness.
I think it's widely known. I was just on Russia Today via Moscow a couple of hours ago, and that should be up at the top of that desk before too long, I hope. And the main idea was that Lavrov, also the foreign minister, had said something similar. So we got all the main Russian representatives in the world really putting out that line. So they obviously see something coming, and that puts the ball in our court. I saw today some analyses of that vote in the House of Representatives from last week, which indicates that there are already enough votes in the House to cut off the money and stop the war, at least from the House of Representatives' point of view. So, facendo il commentario per la radio per la malora, that sorry, I just got interrupted here. I think I may be the only person doing a live feed.
No, I understand, Lord Tarpley. Please continue.
The thing is, it's coming, right? So the House of Representatives, you've already got enough votes. All you need is a clean bill that says no more funding, no more killing, no more war, and nothing is approved, and not even retrospectively. Because when you look at that, the bill put in by Congressman Rooney last week, which was presented as the one cutting off the funds, which lost by about 30 votes, that could have had 70 more anti-war Democrats voting for it. But it was some people said it was approving Obama through the back door because it said no killing, but everything else is fine. But if all the logistics and everything else, up to killing, but not including killing, is fine, and what Obama has done is approved. And a lot of people just don't want to vote for that. So, again...
Well, we know Webster, we know the propaganda because they always beta test it up front. 3 months ago, or 3 months and a week ago, when they did the UN resolution that the servile President Obama followed and told Congress, go fly a kite, go jump in the lake, go jump off a cliff, they said, we may need ground support troops, and that they're going to, quote, create a humanitarian corridor into Tripoli. And so they're going to roll up in tanks and say, if you don't let us occupy, if you shoot at us, then you're engaged in terrorism. So the new psychology is we're invading, bombing you from the air. The U.S. tanks are going to roll in. And then if you don't let them roll in and take over, you're a terrorist. So this is the new Orwellian type idea we have.
Lots of luck with that one. There are enough Kalashnikovs that I can see right down here in the square to put up a fairly significant resistance. And as I look out towards the Mediterranean, out over the sort of the key or the bay of the old port. You have these columns that were put up, the twin victory columns, and these refer to the USS Philadelphia, which came here during that Barbary Pirate stuff, right? The shores of Tripoli, this is it. And that boat fares very poorly there. I can take it to see now the graves of the poor guys who got killed in that one. So the whole history about this place is don't do it. They are very well armed. And so this is a very good
meeting. Well, Webster, I'm looking at this crowd. It looks like a lot more in a wide shot than 200,000. I would estimate that crowd at above a half a million conservatively.
It may well be, because from where I am, I can't really see out here beyond this the Roman fort. And then these two pillars, and if I look out over the ocean, I've got some...
Well, Webster, here's the other issue. Saddam was a dictator, a U.S.-installed dictator on record in 79, but because I don't support Saddam, I'm un-American. I'm supposed to support him when they say support him, and then hate him when they say hate him. But Saddam would only have little tribal folks in Tikrit and other areas that he trusted, a few thousand with guns, to show he had the support of the people. A lot of Iraqis didn't like him, obviously, and I don't blame him. But I've never, I mean, this looks like half a million or more people out there waving guns around. I mean, my gosh, the CIA watching this right now, and you know they're watching it. That looks like more than half a million. They've got to know that that looks like total resistance right there. And holy mackerel, I mean, that is a tribal group stirred up like a bunch of bees. Well, let's talk about what this ground invasion is going to look like on the other side.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoots.com.
Former U.S. Senator Mike Revelle, 9/11 truther, questioning the official fable, will be joining us 8 after next hour. We're going to do two more segments. This segment, a little next one, with Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us from Tripoli. Before I go back to Webster, because I also want to get his take on the whole Dominic Strauss-Kahn situation, big developments there. We're going to run this special Always busy trying to grab it here, show it to you. We're going to run this special through the weekend so everybody has a chance to take advantage of it and to support the broadcast. You get my best-selling films, The Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame, Police State 4, and, of course, Fall of the Republic, which are key to show your friends and family, to make copies of, to get them out to people so they understand what we're facing. This global, non-free market, corporatist, crony collectivist, it's not even crony capitalism, system of fraud where mega banks and big money teams up with government to rape you. These films expose it, and not only is the 5-DVD special going to end, this is an even better special where you get Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True free on top of it, Mark Dice's new excellent book. So, and we have to end the special because we're about to, we've got enough to run through the weekend. They think they're going to watch it. We're running out of Police State 4. It'll take a few weeks. We've already reordered to get more of Police State 4 in, so we have to end the special because we're going to be out of this, and we don't really do back order anymore. Every once in a while we make a mistake and something's back order for a week. We don't do back order. So we're going to stop offering this because it's going to run out, period. So if you want to take advantage of this deal, one of the best we've ever offered, it's the Alex Jones Essential with the free Mark Dice book, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139. Webster, it's like we're living in a surreal world. You're over in Libya, hundreds, it looks like half a million in the streets with guns, ready for war. We're being told this is peace, and we're calmly talking about another U.S. invasion with the president saying it's not war. I mean, this is insanity.
It is absolutely Orwellian. Let me just tell you what's been going on. I say the oratory is coming out and heavy. You just missed another burst of Kalashnikov fire, and as far as I can see, the etiquette around here is you, if you want to go out in the afternoon, you might take your Kalashnikov, but you don't want to be overdressed, but you might want to take your RPG out in the evening. So, again, with the tribal structure and the tradition and the very fierce independence, it's the last place in the world anybody in their right mind would want to invade. And on the other side, in spite of all this, it's a very good-natured crowd, right? This is like a... It's a holiday. It's a happy crowd, right? They're polemic, right? A lot of great gusto in the chanting. Sarkozy taking it really hard, but at the same time, not animus against foreigners, right? There's no, you know, people punching you or whatever you think you might expect. So it's absolutely surreal because the people that you find here are westernized in the sense that they want modern civilization, they want science, technology, industry, social progress, the rising standard of living, there are a whole lot of cars, and a lot of the people, look, more Kalashnikovs.
Hartley, I'm looking at this. That looks almost like a million people.
It may well be.
This is because I mean, there's so many people they can't even pull the camera far enough back. Now, Webster, we're about to go to break, but you probably don't know about Dominique Strauss-Kahn. It just broke. New York prosecutors are saying the woman's lied about most of her story, and that there's talk of the case being dropped. And of course, everybody knows Sarkozy's chief of staff released that Kahn wasn't going to be arrested before it was even in the news. And they admitted they had spies on him. What do you think is happening with Kahn, who was set to run against Sarkozy?
I don't know. It is a little bit puzzling, right, to see what's happening. But as soon as Madame Lacan, the Anglophile agent, was installed in her new post, then they let this whole thing fall to pieces. It's kind of what they do with congressmen. Congressmen are often, the prosecutor will leak a whole lot of stuff during a campaign.
Yeah, they halfway burn them, and then the case falls through.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.